At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI prayed for peace in Libya and Syria today.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, continuo a seguire con grande apprensione il drammatico conflitto armato che in Libia ha causato un elevato numero di vittime e di sofferenze.
In remarks to the faithful at the Regina Caeli prayer, the Pope said it is with great apprehension that he continues to follow the tragic armed conflict that has caused so great a number of victims and so much suffering in Libya, especially among the civilian population. The Pope went on to renew what he called his pressing appeal that with the help of international organizations that are looking for a solution to the crisis, the path of negotiation and dialogue may prevail over that of violence. The Pope also offered his prayerful and heartfelt support for the work the local church is carrying out on behalf of the population, in particular the work of consecrated persons present in hospitals. Turning to Syria, the Holy Father said it is urgent to restore coexistence based on harmony and unity, and prayed God to stop any further bloodshed in the country, which he described as this homeland of great religions and civilizations.
Chiedo a Dio che non ci siano ulteriori spargimenti di sangue in quella patria di grandi religioni e civiltà.
Pope Benedict also urged both authorities and the whole Syrian citizenry to spare no effort in finding the common good and in meeting everyone's legitimate aspirations for a future of peace and stability. The Pope's appeal came at the end of his traditional Sunday reflection during the noonday prayer of Marian devotion with the faithful in St. Peter's Square, a reflection that on this fourth Sunday of Easter was dedicated to the figure of Christ the Good Shepherd in connection with the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. The Pope prayed especially for an increase in vocations to priesthood and religious life, as well as for an increase in faithfulness and wisdom for all those to whose care Christ has entrusted his flock, priests and bishops, including the Bishop of Rome.
Vi invito pertanto a una speciale preghiera per i vescovi, compreso il vescovo di Roma, per i parroci, per tutti coloro che hanno responsabilità nella guida del Gregge di Cristo, affinché siano fedeli e saggi nel compiere il loro ministero.
The Holy Father also had greetings for pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I greet with choice English-speaking visitors gathered here today, and I pray that your pilgrimage to Rome will strengthen your faith and your love for the Lord Jesus. Today we pray especially for vocations to the priesthood and the religious life, asking Christ our Lord to send shepherds to care for his flock, so that God's people may have life in abundance. Upon all of you and works of peace and joy of the risen Lord.